This is the Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie podcast.
Breaking news, and we go straight to Em in the news booth. You've got more on this, Em, but P. Diddy has had two homes, one in Miami and one in LA. They've been raided with family members arrested.
They're standing there with police. We don't actually know if anyone's been taken into custody, but his homes in LA and Miami, it's full on the photos and stuff that are coming through. There's police everywhere. There's choppers. They've cordoned off whole suburbs with dozens and dozens of special police. They've all got their masks on and stuff, so they can't be identified. But apparently this could be related to sex trafficking allegations, which have been levelled against him. Several complaints have been made by multiple plaintiffs in recent months, and that's what they're saying it could be linked to. So the two people, or a couple of people that are there on the ground, have been identified as his two sons at one of the properties. Now, not saying that they've done anything wrong, but obviously they were at the property at the time when police have raided it. So don't know if P. Diddy is there anywhere or if he even knows about it. I'm assuming he knows about it now, but whether he's on any on site at any of the houses.
Yeah, we haven't seen him. And it's daylight.
It's the middle of the day.
Usher went on Howard Stern recently and spoke about P. Diddy did this thing with the up-and-coming artists that you would go and live with P. Diddy, right, for a few years. Usher was 15 when he exploded, like became massive.
Yeah.
And he went and lived with P. Diddy for like a year, Kate.
Oh.
And he was telling, he said, there's things that went on in that house. He said, well, let me just say this. If my son ever asked me, can I go and stay with P. Diddy? He said, there's absolutely no chance that I would let you do that.
Do you know what? If you look at the footage too, there's nothing subtle about what's going on. I mean, one of the kids, he's been handcuffed behind his head and he's being marched out by a guy that looks like he's in some sort of squad uniform, some sort of... you know, well-protected police guard.
Special forces.
What do you mean? What was Usher implying? Or you can't say any more than that?
Rumours are as well that even Usher was unfortunately abused.
Oh, my God.
It's full on. Some of these allegations are massive.
The breaking news. Out of LA, two homes raided. P. Diddy's houses in Miami and also LA.
Yeah.
Marley Hogan for 7 years, the US.
She's out the front, guys.
She's out the front, is
yeah,
she?
Yeah, she's live right there for you now.
In Hollywood.
Just come through. Marley, hello.
Hello.
Marley, you're live with Fitzy Whipper, Kate Ritchie. This breaking news. We're seeing the footage now of P. Diddy's house and the possible arrest of two of his kids.
Yeah, look, I'm standing out the front right now and I can see a number of Homeland Security agents in the street. They look to be gathering cardboard boxes as they make their way into the front, whether or not that's to gather more evidence. I can't actually see from the air at the moment. I don't have that vision on me. But there are a lot of police officers out here at the moment, as well as a lot of media. Also, the neighbours have come out to see what's going on. Earlier, I did see that vision. Those Homeland Security agents went into that property with their guns drawn. And it's not just here in LA. They're not just raiding this property here. There's also one over in Miami as well.
Miley, there's been... it's not just one accusation against P. Diddy. Can you tell us there's been quite a few people, male and female, that have come out and made these accusations against him now?
Yeah, so I think it's important here to make the distinction. The American legal system can be a little bit different. A little bit tricky. There's the civil lawsuits, which is when someone will personally take this action against someone. And that's what we've seen with P. Diddy, that one of them was Cassie, another artist who took action, and that was settled. And these other civil lawsuits that have been around are also civil lawsuit accusations of sex trafficking and sexual assault. He has denied all of that. Mm. But what this is the Homeland Security agent. So we're looking at a federal investigation now, and they say it's part of an ongoing investigation. But what the allegations are, we don't know. But when Homeland Security is involved, it certainly would suggest an escalation.
Okay, Marley, do you know if P. Diddy has a reputation like this and has had over the years of something untoward going on in his world and around his properties?
Well, I certainly think that the lawsuits that have been coming up recently would, get people talking, but... You know, other than that, it's difficult to say at this stage what this raid will be in relation to.
And Marley, is there any sight or word from P. Diddy? Do they know if he's at the property or...?
So at this stage, P. Diddy has not been spotted in any of the vision. It's unclear if he's at this home or the property in Miami or where he is, and his reps have not said anything yet either. So at this stage, no word from
P. Diddy. And do we know the names of the two kids that have been handcuffed and marched off the property?
No, I don't know the names of the two at this stage that have been taken away.
Okay, oh it's going to continue to unfold, Miley. I would imagine.
Thank you, Miley.
Oh, my God. Okay. Thanks, Miley.
Thanks, guys.
Fix in Whipper with Kate Ritchie is a Nova podcast. For more great shows like this, download the Nova Player via the App Store or Google Play. The Nova Player.